Good evening. This is LIS Radio, School of Information Science and Learning Technologies, University of Missouri, Columbia. This evening's broadcast is one of our limited editions programs, one of the programs on topics of special interest that will run for just one evening instead of a series. Tonight, our broadcast centers on the Reader's Awards in Missouri. The Mark Twain, the Show Me Reader, and the Gateway Readers. And what we're asking this evening is that you, our listeners, call and tell us which book you think should win the award and why. The winners will be announced at the end of April at the Missouri Association of School Librarians Conference. In case you're not aware of it, the winner of the 2005 Missouri Building Block Picture Book Award has already been announced, and that book is Bubblegum, Bubblegum by Lisa Wheeler. We can begin by giving you the phone numbers to call this evening, if you happen to be listening. In Columbia, it's 884-3803. And if you're living anywhere else in Missouri, and it would be a long-distance call for you, you can call us at 866-768-5483. And we would very much like to hear from some of the young people in the audience this evening, if we have any young people listening. The Show Me Readers Award is for grades 1 through 3, and its purpose is to promote literature, literacy, and reading in Missouri Elementary School for grades 1 through 3, and promote recognition of authors and illustrators of books that are favorites of Missouri children in these grades. Children in grades 1 through 3 are eligible to vote for their favorite book if they've read or have had the book read to them a minimum of 6 books on the current master list. And right now, students throughout Missouri, children throughout Missouri, are in the process of voting for the Show Me Reader Award. And those votes are being sent to the Missouri Association of School Librarians, and they will be tabulated, and then the announcements will be made at the spring conference to be held at Tantera and Osage Beach. This year's Show Me Award nominees are Bad Boys, about two bad wolves disguising themselves as sheep to get a meal and then discovering that the sheep are too smart to be tricked. Blizzard by Betty Wren Wright. Billy is disappointed that a blizzard has canceled his birthday party until his entire class is snowbound at his house for the night. Boxes for Katya by Candace Fleming. Katya, who lives in post-World War II Holland, receives relief boxes from Rosie, an American girl, which she shares with her friends and neighbors. Diary of a Worm by Doreen Cronin. A young worm chronicles the ups and downs of being a worm. Fishing Day by Andrea Davis Pinckney. Renee and her mother frequently see Mr. Troop and his son Peter while the two families are fishing at the river. Although Renee is African-American and the Troops are white, Renee shares her fishing secrets so Peter will be able to help feed his family. George Washington's Teeth by Deborah Chandra. George Washington's lifelong problem with his teeth is described in humorous verse. How I Became a Pirate by Melinda Long. Jeremy Jacob learns how to be a pirate from Captain Braid Beard and his crew, but decides he prefers home. Jackalope by Janet Stevens. When his fairy godrabbit grants his wish to look ferocious, a jackrabbit discovers that it's better to be himself. My Brother Martin by Christine King Ferris. Christine King Ferris, the sister of Martin Luther King Jr., remembers the childhood of her famous brother. Super Chicken by Mary Jane Auk. Because she can read, Henrietta is able to save her friends from the perils of the Super Soup Company. Okay. Do we have a caller? We do have a caller. Great. Okay. This is LIS Radio. Hello.
Hi, it's Drew.
Hi, Drew. Welcome.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for a book.
Okay.
For The Last Book on Earth.
Is this a Show Me Reader or is this a Mark Twain?
Mark Twain.
A Mark Twain, and it is, you want to tell me one more time?
The Last Book on Earth.
The Last, I'm looking at my list. Last Dog on Earth, okay. And why The Last Dog on Earth?
Well, I like it because it's like an adventure book, and I like books about dogs. And I first found a book and it was really interesting, and I started reading it and it got really interesting, and I like to vote for it.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
And thank you very much for calling us and giving us your vote.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. That's great. We've had our first caller. The Mark Twain Award, which Drew just called and voted for The Last Dog on Earth. So The Last Dog on Earth has one vote in our straw poll to see which book may win the Mark Twain Award. The guidelines for choosing the Mark Twain are books that should be of interest to children in grades 4 through 8. The book must be written by an author living in the United States. It should be of literary value, which may enrich children's personal lives. And the book should be published 2 years prior to nomination on a master list of 20 nominees. So these books are books that were published approximately 2 years ago. Missouri students in grades 4 through 8 are eligible to vote for their favorite book if they have read or have had read to them at least 4 of the titles on the current master list. And again, students are in the process of doing that voting now. Voting must be completed by March 10th, and the votes are, again, sent to MASL this year. That's being done online. And then the numbers are tallied, and again, the award winner will be announced at the Missouri Association of School Librarians Conference, and LIS Radio will be there to record that event. And on Tuesday evening, at the close of the conference, we're going to put together a montage of events and occurrences at the conference and put those together in a broadcast that will be coming to you then on Tuesday evening after the conference closes. And that will include the announcement of the Mark Twain, the Show Me, and the Gateway Award winners. The Mark Twain Award nominations this year, the master list, we have Funerals and Fly Fishing by Mary Bartek. Sixth grader Brad Stanislawski looked forward to a summer vacation. His plans are changed when he's sent to stay with a grandfather who's a funeral director he does not know. As he learns to fly fish with grandpa, he discovers he can stand up for himself and works to reunite his mom and her dad. I have the 2006-2007 list. Whoops. I picked up the wrong one. Cold in Summer is this year's nominee by Tracy Barrett. For Freedom by Kimberly Bradley, the story of a French spy. Sliding into Home by Dory Butler. Saving Grace by Priscilla Cummings. Under the Same Sky by Cynthia De Felice. The City of Ember by Jean Duprow. The Last Dog on Earth by Daniel Ehrenhoft. Maggie's Door by Patricia Riley. The Gorillas of Gill Park by Amy Gordon. Jack's Wild Seattle by Will Hobbs. Solo Mountain by Jeanette Ingold. A Simple Gift by Nancy Ruth Patterson. How Angel Got His Name by Gary Paulson. A Blue Ridge Mountain Ghost Girl, A Blue Ridge Mountain Story by Delia Ray. The Boy Who Saved Baseball by John Ritter. The Haunting of Swain's Fancy by Brenda Seabrook. The Impossible Journey by Gloria Whelan, and Tadpole by Ruth White, The Raven Master's Secret by Elvira Woodruff, and Crandall's Castle by Betty Wren Wright. Looks like she is showing up on both the Mark Twain and the Show Me Readers Award this year. Gateway nominees are for students or children in grades, we don't call them children, for young adults in grades 9 through 12. For older teens. And again, follow the same criteria as the Mark Twain Award. The book needs to be published or written by an author living in the United States. It should be directed at an audience in grades 9 through 12. Published at least 2 years prior to the year of the award master list. And this year's Gateway nominees are Alt-Ed by Katherine Atkins. And I've had a number of students read that one in Young Adult Lit, and they were very impressed with it, really enjoyed it. Amaryllis by Craig Christevens, Bottled Up by Jay Murray, Claws by Will Weaver, The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown. That one has been a very popular bestseller this year. Susanna Vance, Deep, Aragon, Christopher Paolini, The First Part Last by Angela Johnson, Freaky Green Eyes by Joyce Oates, Joyce Carol Oates, who I believe is going to be on campus next year, or is it this year? She's going to be working with, she's going to be doing some things in the English department. Getting Away with Murder by Chris Crow, High Heat by Carl Duker, Keisha's House by Helen Frost, Northern Light by Jennifer Donnelly, The She by Carol Plamucci, Zigzag by Ellen Whitlinger, and I think that is it. Once again, the numbers, if you would like to call and give us your vote, like Drew did, are 884-3803, that's here in Columbia. And for anywhere outside Columbia, toll-free number that you can call, so it wouldn't cost you anything to do so, is 1-866-768-5483. And you could call us and give us your vote. We'd like to hear from you this evening. If we do not have additional phone calls, in about the next minute or so, we'll go ahead and wrap up for this evening. This is our first attempt to do something like this, and we will try to do it again next year and maybe get out a little bit more publicity on it. And, Drew, if you would like to hear yourself, hear your phone call, later this week, this broadcast will be archived. And you will be able to go to the LIS Radio website and go into the archives, which is not difficult to do, and you'll be able to listen to it on your computer. And all your friends at school will be able to listen to it on computer. And again, thank you for calling this evening. We appreciate it. And looks like things are quiet out there tonight. Not getting any more phone calls, so we'll try one more time by giving phone number 884-3803 and 866-768-5483, and we'll give it a couple more seconds here. I believe we have another broadcast behind us this evening, so no, Jennifer says no. Our engineer. Okay. Drew, again, thank you for calling. We really appreciate it. And Jennifer, you think we'll just call it a wrap for this evening then? And if we do get any additional phone calls in the next 15 minutes, we will go ahead and include those folks in the straw poll that we're doing here. And Drew, if you've picked the winner, congratulations. And we will see you next week on First Tuesday.